Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi, everyone. Christopher Cumby. We're on the move. And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, much gratitude and thank you for tuning in. Go back to some previous shows if you like this show and let me know what you think. And of course, enjoy, because that's why I'm doing it, to make sure I pass on the love, pass on the information, pass on the ideas, pass on some inspiration, and hopefully something grabs you and pulls you in the right direction that you want for your life. Those tuning in again, oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much. It really means a lot. And I hope that in some way I'm giving you some information, because that's what it's all about, is paying it forward and obviously hitting my goals at the exact same time. So it ends up being a win-win-win all the way around. And I know what it takes to create momentum. And hopefully, if you're seeing what I'm doing, or at least watching or perhaps listening, then you're going to be inspired to go after the things that you want to do in your life. And it really just takes one step forward, one step forward. But you need to know where you're going to be going. Okay? That's probably the name of the show today. In order to really get to that point in life, in order to lead a successful life, one must know where they are going. So do you know where you're going? It's a big question. And I'm going to pose that question at the beginning of the show right now. And then hopefully through the rest of the show, I can lead you down a path that's going to answer some of those questions. And I'm going to go through a tool that I think extracts all that. And that'll be near the end. So I can leave you with something to use as an exercise, because I love obviously leaving you with tools that are going to really help you. And if this is where you are today and you need this kind of help, then dive in, do the exercise. If it's something that maybe you figured out, then great. I appreciate it. Maybe pass it on to someone else that you know that can really use this information. And of course, anytime you share this show, I'm going to be absolutely fired up, and I always appreciate that. And of course, I love comments. You know, comments help me get better, even if they're constructive. And I say, be nice and constructive if you are going to give a comment that perhaps may knock the wind out of my sail. Well, it's kind of impossible for that, because my wind right now is so strong that I don't think anybody can knock me off where I'm going, because I'm definitely focused on exactly where I want to take the show, but most importantly, how I'm going to be able to help others with this along that journey as well, because I'm obviously cultivating things outside of this show. But then I take all the information that I have, that I'm learning, and then I put it back into the show. And really, that's what this is all about. So on that rant, let's get back to, in order to lead a successful life, one must know where they're going. So where do you start? You know, when I think about the journey that I've been on, especially one of an entrepreneur, or if I can even accentuate that back to the fact when I started in sales, commission at that, I felt like I was an entrepreneur anyway, because I was really writing my own check. And in order for me to be successful in that time of my life, I needed to have goals. I needed to set my objective on something. And quite frankly, the organizations that I worked for were really good at setting objectives and goals for me. So all I had to do was go and perform. So let me ask you a question. If you're working for yourself, do you have goals and objectives to meet? And are you setting them, or are you just spinning around like a Tasmanian devil, trying to figure out what's going to stick and throwing enough shit at the wall and basically waiting to see what happens? Because if that's the case, yeah, you might be able to survive. And that's exactly what you're doing, right? You're surviving. But what about thriving? Thriving, on the other hand, is an opportunity for you to really start to settle in and ask some good questions. I love questions. Questions are a way to understand what perhaps others need or want or feeling, or better yet, when you express them upon your own life and yourself, then you get the same benefits. And the benefits are that you get clarity, and clarity provides you an opportunity to start taking a step forward. And that's where mostly people get stuck, because they don't know what step to take. But here's the thing, take any step. And then from there, something is gonna happen in order for you to know and evaluate if that step was gonna be valuable or not. And is it in the right direction? Because sometimes you have to explore. And this is where a conversation I had with a great colleague really started to come out, is that have we explored enough in our lives to know those answers which are eluding us in some cases, when people, for example, knock it out of the park, do really, really well financially, but still feel like there's something missing. Something missing to me means that maybe you haven't explored enough to see what it is that really pulls you and drives you to get up in the morning, excited, fired up. And I know one way really works well, and that's going to events. Events are an amazing opportunity, especially when you take yourself out of what you normally go to, like a business-specific event. I like going to personal development events because they pull you in a direction that aligns you with, obviously, a lot of what you do for a living, but mostly around what lies inside of you. And that's where most people get it wrong. They're searching, searching, searching. And listen, I just said, go search and go and explore. Yes, go to an event. But here's the thing, you've got to then sit back and feel everything that's happening and evaluate on a level that you probably have never done before, to get yourself out of the normal thinking that you have in order to then start maybe looking at things a little differently in your life. And when you do that, you extract amazing experiences for one. You start to have conversations that maybe you never had before with people that you've never met before. Events are an amazing way to explore and get yourself out into the world, but then into your own self, by then extracting the information that you had from other people's perspectives. And as well, a lot of times, there's going to be someone at the front of the room that's going to express ideas, give you thoughts, insight, direction, motivation, that you can then turn into something that's yours. And through journaling and writing, and then again, exploring into those areas, well, then you'll be able to extract. Don't overconsume, though. And what I mean by that is, when you learn new things, apply. Figure out what works for you, then move on. Try some other things, and then develop those skills that they can then be yours, and they work for you. If they do not work for you, do not try to put a square peg into a round hole. Just because maybe it's working for someone else doesn't necessarily mean all of them work for you. However, you have to explore certain things and learn different things, get a new perspective, and you also have to realize you don't know what you don't know. And I know I've said this before on the show, but I really want to drive that home. And this is your opportunity then to explore and go outside of that. In order to lead a successful life, one must know where they are going. So, how do you know where you're going? What do you do? How do you gain clarity on that? Where do you go from here? And I love this exercise, and I'm going to lead it with you, and then we'll wrap up the show. And as always, I would love for you to come back. That's why I'm doing this. But I'm also doing it in a way that helps me every day tap in. And it helps me realize that I am the person that I want to be. See, we can connect in ways that go deeper when we do these types of exercises. I've been doing this, folks. You know, again, I don't teach what I know, even though obviously I'm teaching what I know, but I mean, it's not the only thing I do. I teach what I do. And I think that that's important because then I can show you results and I can also point to other people that have used the same tools and have gotten a like result. And it's usually favorable, obviously, if I'm going to share it with you. I want you to be successful and positive in direction. So let's go into this exercise. It's called the 7-level deep exercise. And I love this one because it's used to help you determine what really drives you to accomplish anything in life. Okay, anything. And by the way, this is one of the hardest exercises, but it'll help you reach to the next level if you do this exercise, okay? So I'm going to ask you a few questions. And then quite frankly, I can go through a bit of an example, but I think you'll get it. So first question, it's always a good idea, by the way, in my shows to make sure you're carrying a journal. However, if you're driving, just listen in, come back to this, and do the exercise. But don't just consume without applying, because it's just a waste of time. Seriously, don't consume and just not apply anything. At least try things, and then you can figure out what works for you. So it's just kind of the way I like to make sure people don't waste their time on things. Make sure it works. However, these tools are well vetted. They're used by absolutely amazing people, billionaires for a matter of fact. I know because that's where I got it from. I got it from amazing people that I surround myself with that give me amazing tools to be able to deal with my shit. Because we all have stuff. We all have things going on. And we all can use, like I said, a checkup from the neck up. So let's get ready to start. What is important to you about becoming successful in whatever it is that you want to accomplish? Now, you might be super successful in other areas, but what is it? Why is it? What is it? What is important to you about becoming successful? I'll get it out at some point. What is important to you about becoming successful in whatever it is you're going after? Okay, second question, why is it important to you? Why is it important to you? Go deeper, okay? Why is it important to you? And you know what's crazy about 7 levels deep? I'm gonna keep asking the exact same question, okay? So far you have 2 questions. What is important to you about becoming successful and why is it important to you? Give me those 2 answers. And then when you have that 2nd level of answer, I want you to go to the 3rd level and I go, why is that important to you? And then when you get that answer, I want you to go another level deep. And why is that important to you? And when you get that level 4 question out of the way, why is that important to you? And then why is that important to you? And then again, last but not least, but I truly believe when you go 7 levels deep, based on this exercise proven by a lot of people, including myself, that you really get some clarity. And you'll really know what's important to you. And you'll really know what it is that you want to go do. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of an example of that. But remember, in order to lead a successful life, one must know where you're going. And you need to know what's important to you. That's why I'm giving you this information. Okay, so again, just want to go through just really quickly maybe some of the examples. Okay. So what is important about becoming successful? Well, I want to own, you know, maybe a huge house one day. Okay, let's just use some tangible, like, you know, kind of out there things. But I think what most people would love is, you know, maybe a nice big home. Okay, why is that important? To own a big, huge home one day? Well, I want my family and my friends to be able to come and hang out. Maybe my parents can live with me. you know, if that's important to you. Maybe they're getting older. Maybe you want them closer to you. Well, why is that important to you? Having your parents live with you. Well, you don't maybe want them to stress over getting older and having to take care of things on their own. Now it's time to give back maybe a little bit. If, again, that is something that you start answering. I'm just giving you an example, of course. Well, okay. Why is that important to you? Well, never letting my parents stress again. What does that do? Well, I want to show them maybe how much I love them. Why is that important that I show them that I love them? Well, I want them to see how well-rounded I've become, like what I've become in my life that they helped me get. Well, why is that important to show them how well-rounded you are? Well, because then I can say I made something of my life that they can be proud of. Okay, well, why is that important to you? To show them that you've become something and they can be proud of. I don't want, you know, my family or friends to be ever disappointed in me like they were when I was growing up. When you go deep, you get to the root of what's going on. And in this case, maybe you did some stuff way back that you're not proud of. And maybe that is holding you back. When you go deep, you get to the root. When you know the root, then you know the path. That's the tool for today. Thank you for tuning in. You guys are amazing. I appreciate you so much. And I hope that this was helpful. Again, I'm passing on tools that I learned from amazing people. And of course, some of the tools are mine that I made up. But I know they work because I've worked them. And I've gotten some results from them. And I'm here to share with you. You guys, go out there. Have a lot of fun today. Remember to do something nice for someone. And of course, kick ass.